Tanya for the 25th day of Kislev, Chaf Hei Kislev, is at the beginning of Perek Gimel of Tanya. It's on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 10. Perek Gimel. V'hine kol b'chino madrege mishalish elu. Every level of these three parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, may eser b'chlula, may eser b'chines, keneged eser sviris el yenesh and eshtal shalu mehen. Every one of these levels of nefesh, ruach, neshama contains within it 10 attributes corresponding to the 10 divine attributes from which they are derived. In other words, the attributes in the soul devolve from the attributes above, from the divine attributes. Hanechlokes, the divine attributes are divided, l'shtayim, into two categories, shehein, sholish, imeis, v'sheva kfulis. They're divided into two categories. The 10 of them are divided into 3 parents and 7 offshoots, or children. Pidush Chochma Bina V'Das, more specifically, Chochma Bina Das are the 3 parents, V'Shiva Shimei HaBinyin, and then there are the 7 elements of the creation, like the 7 days of creation, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, etc. Kindness, severity, beauty, and so on. The kach b'nefesh ha'adam, the same is true in the soul, that shenechlekes l'shtayim, that the 10 attributes, the 10 powers of the soul, are divided into 2 categories, and here they are called seichel u'mides. In the attributes, they're called parents and children. In the soul, they're called intelligence and emotions. Ha'seichel keilu chochma bina v'das. Intelligence includes the 3 faculties of chochma bina das. The hamides and the emotions, hein avas Hashem upachde v'yirose ulefari. The emotions of the soul, of the godly soul, is love of God, fear of God, and glorification of God, beauty. The chabad nikru imeis, chabad corresponds to the parents in the divine attributes, and they are called parents because they are moker l'mides. They are the origin, the source of the emotions. Ki hamideis hein teldeis chabad. Because the emotions are born out of chabad. Bir ha'inyin, to understand this matter, ki hinei ha'seichu shebenefesh ha'maskeles, the soul is inherently intelligent. The intelligence within the soul, Shehu ha-maskil kol davar, with which we understand all subjects, nikra b'shem chachma. This essential intelligence, the ability to understand any subject, this is called chachma. Chachma is the capacity to comprehend any given subject. Chachma is composed of 2 parts, 2 words, koyach ma, the ability to comprehend what is. Kayachma, the potential for what is. Ukishameitzi keichel hapayil, when this ability to understand is actualized, shemizbeinim besichle lahovin dover alashurei, ula omke mitech ezed vachochma hamusko besichle, when the person strives to understand thoroughly and deeply a subject that he has already recognized on the level of chochma, that development of the subject, nikra bina, that's called bina. The hein heim avvain. And this, chachma and bina, they are the father and the mother. The father, in the birth of a child, contributes the seed, the spark, so to speak, where the mother develops that spark and gives it detail and form. And the same is true with Chachma and Bina, that Chachma is the germ, the seed, the potential child, the potential for understanding, whereas Bina is the actual understanding in detail and with form and with shape. and from this father and mother is melides avas Hashem v'yirasehu pachbe. When one understands godliness, using his chachma and his bina, he gives birth to a love for God and a fear of God, or an awe of God. We now know something about the godly soul, and that is that it has 10 faculties corresponding to the divine attributes, and that the first three, the seichel part, are the parents that give birth to the other seven, to the emotions. Until now, the Rebbe explained Chochmah and Bina, and how they are parents, and later on, in tomorrow's Shia, the Rebbe will explain also the role of Das in the creation of emotions. In the Hayem Yem for the 25th of Kislev, the Rebbe writes that my father, the Chiddush Rebbe is saying this, my father would kindle Hanukkah lights, would light the menorah between Mincha and Maariv. And he was not particular whether the doorway was south-north or east-west, or whether the menorah stood in the doorway south to north or east to west. Anedis Halalu were said after lighting all the candles. And he would sit near the candles for a half hour, except on Fridays when he didn't stay that long. And he took care that the light should burn at least 50 minutes. And the order that we follow is first Mincha, then the Menorah, and then Shabbos candles.